Tesla gets a reality check. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Earlier this week, Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced that the electric car company would lay off about 3,000 people and work much harder to become profitable. On Wednesday, perhaps in a show of confidence to investors, Musk bought about $25 million worth of Tesla stock. The company's had a long couple of months. There were car crashes involving Tesla's semi-autonomous autopilot mode, battles with investors, and attacks on the media over negative coverage. But at the end of the day, there's really just one thing Tesla needs to accomplish: make the Model 3 car, make a lot of them, and sell them all. And that is still proving harder than it should be. Marianne Keller is a consultant and independent auto analyst. I asked her what's so difficult about manufacturing this car.
Well, in theory, there shouldn't be anything hard about making it. It has significantly fewer parts than a car with an internal combustion engine. It's meant to be a mass market car produced and sold at a mass market price. Now, what that does require, however, is perfection in the engineering and development phases of the car so that nothing goes wrong, because there's very little room for error, especially on the cost side. And there's certainly been enough reporting about the various delays in the cars, which have been acknowledged by management.
What do you think is going wrong in the process that is leading to cars either not getting made quickly or not getting made well?
I think that, you know, Elon Musk wanted to create a very different kind of car company, and I think therefore he did not look to necessarily the way Detroit or Germany or Japan would engineer and go through the various phases of development in the vehicle. Had he done that, he wouldn't be having these problems. It looks like production, the early stages of production, were basically the final stages of engineering.
How do you scale up manufacturing? You know, if you have a manufacturing problem, can you just throw more people at it? Or how do you fix that problem?
Well, I think he's just thrown more people at it.
Right.
That was necessary, but certainly not the way to address the problem.
So then what do you do?
He has taken it upon himself, for example, to build a lot more of the car, the components of the car himself, seats being one item in a car that no manufacturer, no automaker builds themselves. There are specialty seat companies that are incredibly talented and expert at doing exactly that. And yet Tesla does this themselves.
Right. So you can't really have a mass market car that is also essentially bespoke.
That's right. All of this is correctable. There's no doubt in my mind that at some point there won't be problems with body panels. They will learn how to make the battery successfully, but it may continue to take more people than it does to build a traditional car.
But you don't think investors are going to run out of patience?
Perhaps they have run out of patience a bit, because he never spoke really about achieving profitability before. Mm-hmm. And so that in and of itself is an admission that he's past the sort of patient stage. It's just sort of the real world, I think, coming in and saying this is now what you have to demonstrate.
If he had really cracked that nut on manufacturing, how to make this car simpler, how to make it cheaper, how to do this kind of bespoke process that was actually fast and inexpensive, would it have created a new model for the auto industry?
For that kind of car. For that kind of car, not necessarily a new model for the auto industry, for a traditionally built car. The auto industry is very, very, very efficient. And so precision and getting everything right before you launch is essential. And I think that that's where one of his biggest failings came.
Marianne Keller is an independent auto analyst. In Elon Musk's memo to employees about the company's layoffs, he said those cuts would not include any factory workers. And he said the company is actually planning to hire people to help build more cars. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I listen to Marketplace in Arlington, Virginia. I think what I appreciate the most about Marketplace is their ability to take the economic news of the day, issues such as tariffs, rate hikes, and tax reform, cut through the political noise, and clearly and concisely explain not only how these issues affect our country and the rest of the world, but how they impact people like me. I hope you'll consider joining me as a Marketplace investor and donate today at marketplace.org to help make their work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.